There was a bacher that was in yeshiva in the 10th grade. He was in high school, and he was going through a rough spot in life. And unfortunately, as is sometimes the case, he started to bring his friends down, and he started to have a negative impact on his peers. And it got to a point that he had to be expelled from his yeshiva. And thus started a very difficult journey for the kid, going from yeshiva to yeshiva, as is sometimes the case, getting thrown out from this place, that place. And he really had a very, very difficult and downward spiral in his life. 5 years later, 5 years after this kid was expelled from the 10th grade, that former yeshiva that had to actually throw this kid out meets him in a yeshiva during Ben Azmanim. And he sees the guy looking amazing. His hat and jacket. He's plugging away. He's Erlach. He's doing incredible. And the yeshiva's blown away. And he looks at him, astonished, and he says, "I am so pleasantly surprised. What an amazing turn of events. We had to, you know, part ways back in the day, and look what you've become. It's amazing. And I hope you don't mind me asking, but what happened? What turned your trajectory around? What turned around the course of your life?" And the bacher said, "I'll tell you the truth. I was in a very bad place, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. I was in a terrible place. I got thrown out of yeshiva, bouncing around, nowhere to go in life. But that 10th grade Rebbe, that 10th grade Rebbe of your yeshiva, where I got expelled from, made sure to call me every single Friday. Until I left America 2.5 years later, he called me every single Friday. Every Erev Shabbos, he called me. And because he called me for 2.5 years straight, consistently every single week, that kept me afloat. And that's why I came back. And that's why I had a magnificent turnaround. It's because of that Rebbe, my 10th grade Rebbe." And the yeshiva was blown away, extremely impressed. And he comes back to yeshiva the next time he encounters this Rebbe. And he gives him a hug and he says, "I have to tell you something. Remember that Pliny, that kid who we had to send out while he was in your class in the 10th grade? Well, right now he's doing incredibly well. He's steiging away. And he attributes his turnaround and his success to you. And he says it's because you called him every single week." And the Rebbe looked at the yeshiva and he broke down crying. He said, "That's why he came back. I did call him, in fact, every single week for 2.5 years. But not once did he answer the phone. Not once did he answer the phone. The call itself, that missed call, being seen on the kid's phone by the Rebbe from the yeshiva that threw him out, spoke volumes to the kid. It showed him that he was cared about, that he was a topic of stress and focus and care in the Rebbe's mind. And despite the differences between the yeshiva and the boy, and despite the fact that he had to be thrown out, there was love and there was care. And there was compassion and empathy on the part of the Rebbe for the plight and the situation of the Talmud. And that was enough to keep that bacher afloat and eventually bark his turnaround. Because that's what you can do to a child or to a person that feels alone and feels in pain."